The essence of the light is to guide our walk. There can be problems outside us. There must not be problem within. Don't protect corruption. Don't edge corruption. Don't face corruption. Expose it. Let light shine on it.
The words that I speak unto you are spirit and life, meant to make you grow. The light of God shines in every heart that desires to know God in His true nature. You are welcome to this divine feast at the table of the Lord as we journey from one level of faith to another by the revelation of the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ. Through His minister, we believe you'll be richly blessed.
Our Father, we thank you in the name of Jesus. We thank you for this hour. We thank you for this time. We also thank you for how you have led us. With your mighty hand, through your servant, our appearance in the Lord. Thank you for leading us from pasture to pasture. Thank you, Father, for giving us to eat and also to drink. Thank you, Father, for remission of sins. Thank you, Father, for times of refreshing. Thank you, Father, for visitations. Thank you, Father, for what you've used TVP to do in our lives. Most especially this year, you have changed us. You have transformed us. You have added to us. And Father, we return all the praise to you in the name of Jesus Christ. Even this hour located, oh God, for me to speak to your people. Lord, I come under the grace of my parents in the Lord. I receive my portion. And for faithful delivery in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Even as your servant has prayed, let the angel of mercy take over the meeting today. I come under that mercy in the name of Jesus Christ. Thank you, our Father. In Jesus' name we pray. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. I'm still going to kind of go through, you know, what our parents have been saying to us. Just to kind of lay a little bit of emphasis as the Spirit allows. Hallelujah. But one of the things that I am very, very sure, and I know Daddy has said it, we are in the season of the breath of God. We are in the season of the breath of God. We are in the season where God is putting His Spirit in man. We're in a season that God is putting His Spirit in man. And sometimes it's a bit of a delicate season if one is not too discerning. Hallelujah. If one is not discerning, one may not be able to interpret the time and unearth everything the Lord has for His people. The Lord began to take me through a little journey, so I'm going to kind of share a little bit on that. Anytime through the scriptures, anytime God is about to put His Spirit or put His breath, people are a bit weary. Most times there are seasons of weariness. Seasons of weariness. And during that season, you discover the Lord now said, not forsaking the assembly of ourselves together as the manner of some is. He said, admonish one another and ensure that when the day is approaching, you do that the more. So that was an emphasis of the Spirit. Make sure you encourage one another. Make sure you are affectionate towards one another. It's the time to journey together. And we must not leave anybody behind. Now you could see, he said, not forsaking the assembly of ourselves together as the manner of some is, but exhorting one another, and so much the more as ye see the day approaching. Why? Because in the day, hallelujah, is the season of giving of spirits. Now, you could see that same pattern also in Acts of Apostles. When our Lord Jesus Christ came and appeared, it's possible that he appeared to many, but from the scripture, you could see that he appeared to his apostles that he has chosen. And he was with them 40 days, teaching them about the things pertaining to the kingdom. And he told them, wait until you endue with power. That was a time of breath. That was a time of breath. Why? Because what the apostles received in Acts 2 is different from what we receive when we got born again. Why? Because the apostles have gone through a journey, but they needed breath. And he told them to wait. But I am too sure at the beginning, they were more than the 120. They were more than 120 at the beginning. The Lord didn't tell when he will come, but he asked them to wait. Make sure you don't forsake what? The assembly. Be there. And coupled with that is the season over Nigeria. In fact, it's all over the world. The season currently can give one 10,000 reasons not to assemble. And it will look logical. It will make sense. It will be reasonable. Are we together? But we must discern the season and do all to fulfill commandments. To fulfill commandments. So when they gather together, I am too sure some at some point felt that they are saying the same thing. Saying the same thing. I'm too sure some of the things that the Lord shared with the apostles, the brethren trying to rehearse that when they gather together, they pray, talk. And at some point, some were getting discouraged. But the day of the breath, it met 120 in the upper room. It met 120 in the upper room, but they were more than that. And we are trusting the Lord that none of us will be left behind. Amen. The Lord, by his mercy, will empower us with so much grace. With so much grace. Hallelujah. Praise God. Daddy has said it, and I want us to go back to this teaching. Daddy took a teaching on the 25th of October. Receiving of spirits and their laws. That teaching was not a teaching. It was a dispensing of spirits. I told them in church, I said, that message, listen to it. It's not just a ministry. It's an entrance. It was a dispensing of breath. You know, trying to recount a little bit, I remember Pastor Alfred, the last TVP, you were saying that some point manna was coming. But when they got to the land, are we together? The word was coming through the mouth of who? His servant. So that was the medium of feeding. That was the medium of feeding. So all the meetings we are having now, they are not ordinary. These meetings are not ordinary. Hallelujah. So quickly, let's look at this place. Amen. I'm going to use that to just route a little bit. Amen. Let's look at 1 John. Hallelujah. I read from verse 1. He said that which was from the beginning, that which was from the beginning, which we have what? Heard. Which we have seen with our eyes and have what? Looked upon, and our hands have handled of the word of life. And that he made it clear to us that the apostles were trying to recount, are we together? The doctrine of Christ. Amen. The doctrine of Christ, talking about the word of life. So to the church, that was a beginning. Why? Because beginnings are revelation of persons. They are revelation of persons. So anytime those persons appear to the church is a day or is a beginning to announce, hallelujah, the riches of wisdom and knowledge buried in those persons. So, but the cycle, that's where we need to be very careful, because the cycle of the ministration of the word has to be fully completed. Why? Because anytime those persons are revealed or those beginnings are declared upon a people, there is a first time of hearing. So when you hear precept upon precept, precept upon precept, line upon line, you can't assess the spirit or you can't assess the law until you first of all go through the precept. The precept will prepare you for the spirit. So, in other words, that which what? That which we have heard. So the first economy is hearing. You may not see anything, but you have to fulfill that obedience of keep hearing. You keep hearing. You keep hearing. You keep hearing. Don't stop hearing. At some point in your journey, you will begin to see. Now, the seeing part is also another cycle of the ministration of those persons. You can't start hearing and start seeing immediately. No, it will take a while. Are we together? It will take a while of ministering the word. Ministering the word, declaring, hallelujah, declaring the knowledge of those persons. Amen? They are also part of laying of the precepts. Now, from that angle of seeing with our eyes, why? Because understanding is being ministered. It will create in the soul that inquisitive, are we together, of wanting to look upon. Looking upon is more deliberate than seeing. It means the thing is engaging the soul. Because when you engage, you look upon. You pay attention to details. It is at the place of looking upon that you observe. Why? Because observation is close to handling. Handling is receiving the spirit. It means that which has been said, that which has been seen, that which has been looked upon has become flesh. It has been embodied. So therefore, when those words are coming, you don't even know where your cycle is. You can't determine the cycle. But yet they are watching. They are watching. You don't know if in keep hearing, keep hearing, keep obeying, keep hearing, keep obeying, keep hearing, you are about to inherit the spirit. So as these words are coming, many of us are going to be crossing names. Now you will see that with the dispensation of the delivery, hallelujah, or giving of spirits, some are going to complete their full circle of the name of the Holy Ghost. Amen. So now when these teachings are coming back again, they're not just coming back to inform us. They are coming back for impartation. And that's why you must be discerned to say, I've heard it before. No, no, no. We must not fall into that familiarity spirit. Why? Because it's not just about hearing something new. It's about inheriting the life. So until the life is inherited, they won't stop talking. They won't stop speaking. There is something they are seeing you have not yet become. That's why they are still saying it. They know there is an eye with which they are X-raying us. So for those that started forsaking the assembly, I am too sure they felt that they knew. You know, at some point, when you go to 1 Corinthians chapter 15, you do something, oh, what is the hope of his resurrection? We have waited. Nothing's going to happen. It's a spirit. Are we together? So, you could see this full cycle being demonstrated in this verse. Now, hallelujah. Now, let's now move to verse 4. In verse 4, he now said, and these things write we unto you, that what? That your joy may be full. So, another person or another beginning is about to begin. Are we together? Another beginning. So Enan said, amen. This then is what is the message which we have heard of him and declare unto you that God is light. And in him is no darkness at all. Why? Because this light has more power to X-ray, hallelujah, sin. Amen. Why? Because Daddy taught us on that 25th, talking about the law of life. Amen. The law of life. Are we together? In Christ. Or the law of the spirit of life in Christ Jesus. So this law has made me free. In answer, but that law will make you free, but you are not sinless. Did you get that? It means it empowers you to be free from the law of sin and death. Why? Because a law has been put into you to understand how it works. A wisdom impartation has been raised in you to know what to do. It means you can discern his motions. You also know what to do. But for the fact that he's still there and you know what to do, you are not yet free. Why? Because if you are free, you shouldn't see him within. But there is another light that will be ministered to take care of the nature itself. Now, Enan said, in him is no darkness at all. No darkness at all. There is a light that will bring you to a place, hallelujah, amen, of no darkness at all. Amen. Why? Because no darkness at all, even though I am set free from the power of sin, but I am not sinless. What I'm still corruptible. It means I have power to turn. So in him is what? No shadow, no variableness, no shadow of turning. It can't turn. So I want to bring to you the light that will make you unturnable. But the first message or the revelation of the first person can still make you turn. Those laws are not yet potent enough to swallow sin and death. So there is a need for the second light, the perfect light, the good and the perfect light. Are we together? Now, you now discover that from that stage on, the conversation changed. Why? Because now the true light shineth. Now the true light shineth. I know this because when the true light began to shine, there were a lot of if came in, but there were less if under Christ. In fact, from that point on, almost all the verses were all if. If another place where if are so many like that linked to voice is Hebrew. If ye hear his voice, harden not your heart. Why? Because at that stage or under that economy is to extray the heart. Now, it's not to be just an extray that is without knowledge. No, it's not without knowledge. That's it. They have to put if there. It's not without. It means you know. Are we together? You know. Therefore, you can make a choice. You can allow yourself to be extra completely and totally purged. Totally cleansed. But you have to agree with the light. Why? Because it's in that season that the blood of the high priest will be highly potent. But we can make it impotent by our will. Now, you now discover that at this point, amen, He now said in verse 6, he now said, if we say that we have fellowship with him and walk in what? Darkness, we lie. That is under Christ. We could have said this. A light came that began to demystify laws. Why? Because primarily the light of the everlasting, amen, being the light of creation, is the light of laws. Are we together? Yeah, it's a light of laws. It means laws that guide every nature. So I have been open to see laws. Laws. So in this verse, amen, he said, if we say that we have fellowship with him and walk in darkness, we lie and do not the truth. We do not the truth. Why? Because it is an era of doing truth. We believe truth. Truth, amen. Also, in believing truth, we also use some laws. Are we together? So that's what you could see. And it works like that at every level, I believe. Why? Because if you see in Romans, the place that I read in Romans chapter 7, amen. And that he said, no, Paul was not an unbeliever. He was trying to recount his journey in the faith. To say, at some point, I was aware, for the fact that he's aware that there is a law and he knows good, that means eyes were open. For me to discern, there is a good I should do, but I find another law within me doing otherwise. That means he was enlightened. But breath has not yet come. But he kept hearing. He kept pushing. He kept pressing. He kept pressing. But that admittance is key to the spirit being released. Why? Because he admitted that, Ishua. Now, that's the training, Ishua. Now, we have to cross out because it is at that point, amen, we'll begin to see our frailties. Have you said that? Now, in fact, I'm weaker than I used to be. Amen. And in fact, now I'm seeing more things inside me. Eru. But you know, then if they say, you say, I'm okay, everything is fine, everything is going on fine, we're okay, everything is fine. No. We are in the season of admitting light. Let light be true. And let every man be a liar. Let light be true. Why? Because this light is true. And they want to make us true. Now, at this point, when this light began to shine, even the apostles began to see their weaknesses. Why? Because if that has not shone, they won't hope for a higher light. Now, what stopped migration is when sight is limited. Why? Because the reason why this light began to shine is to make them move forward. Why? Because there is a darkness that if you don't escape from that darkness, hallelujah, thank you, Daddy. Yes, it will swallow you. Now, look at it. In verse 7, he now said, but if we walk, say walk. And so they are measuring. They are measuring line to trap the light. Why? Because when the light is taught, when the light is preached, when the light is declared, they must measure for you. Measure is in walking that you trap the light. And because he knew that at this point, if God's people actually begin to walk in the light as he is in the light. Thank you, Daddy. As he is, there is a place he is. So when he's shining that light, he said, walk before me and be thou perfect. So I want you to walk. As you are walking, you are being cleansed. So there is a cleansing that comes by the lines that this light measure unto us. So as we walk the line, we trap the light. As we are trapping the light, we are being cleansed. We are being washed. Daddy said something one day. The Lord said to them, he said, I have washed you, but one among you is not clean. So a man, it's possible for a man not to complete his cleansing process. Why? Because the intention of this life is actually to deal with all sin. All sin, not sins, all sin. It was going to the all. That's the source. It went after the mother. It went after the beginning. It went after the Genesis. No, I have to destroy from the root. But there is a light that is meant to do that. And we thank the Lord because this light is shining. And the Lord will grant us the grace to keep on yielding in the name of Jesus Christ. Please don't feel weak. It's a good weakness. Amen. That is a good one. It's a good one. It's to wash us clean. 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 Amen. So, you now see in verse 8, he now said, if we say that we have what? We do what? Now, it is this same light that the Lord was referring to in John chapter 3. Are we together? In John chapter 3. When I say, for God so loved the world and gave what? That whosoever believes in should not perish but have everlasting life. Now, is this light? When this light shone, he said men hated the light because they loved darkness. Now, yes. Hallelujah. He said, now, condemnation will not come until this light shines. Why? Because it's the light that will make all things naked. Now, until this light shone, he never said men love darkness. They loved it. It means when this light shone, man said, no, we don't want it. We don't want it. We don't want this light. Hallelujah. That is giving me some tips. He says, Christ, man. You could see that staying in Christ is not safe. It's not safe. So we must run into that name, that sure and secure tower. He said, the name of the Lord is a strong tower. Who runs there? The righteous. It means a Christ man. When he sees them, he has to run. Run into the name. Run into that name. Run into it. That is the only place of security. I'm telling us, that light is shining already. It's shining. It's shining. And as it shines, we will yield. I say we will yield. Now, he now said, this is the condemnation. That what? Come. It's come. That light was sent. That light came to men. They saw it. But they didn't want it. Why? Men loved darkness rather than light because their deeds were evil. Deeds, works. Works. So let's come back again to verse 9. He now said, if what? If we confess our sins. There are other sins to confess here. It's not the sins of Christ. It's not remission. There are other sins here. Why? Because as this light is being declared, we are going to be confessing. We are going to be admitting. It was when this light shone that they said, in fact, there is nothing good in me. He was not trying to say something to be humble. A light crumbles something. He was forced to say it. The man was incapacitated. And he still yielded to the light. He now said, if we what? Why if? How will I know that I have sinned and my friend difficult to confess it? It means, why the if? Have we not thought about it?
So it means there are things that men may not want to confess. Ah, you like it? Hey, that is if you don't agree. We will agree, oh. So, if we confess, I said, ah, Lord, why if? Tell me that is not easy to confess. Amen. You know that when you say confession, it's sweet and it's between you and the Lord. In most cases, right? Ah, Lord, I've done wrong. But this one, when they shine light, you're going to look out. That thing is vanity. Now, if we confess our sins, he is faithful. It means as much as he wants to save and cleanse, there are laws, and he must be faithful to that law. And it's hinged on you admitting and agreeing. It set the power of cleansing at work. And just to what? Forgive us our sins. That is our sins. That means alike, Omawani. Is our baby. Amen. Is what? Let me just give you an example that comes to my mind right now. The one I'm saying is you are thinking about something bad that everybody can see. No. Let me give you an example. I'm too sure for Abraham, when they told him Isaac, there is an example of it. So these are sins here, our idols. Things that let heaven fall, you won't relinquish it. Amen. How many of you watch Lord of the Rings? You see Gollum. Gollum followed that ring to the lake. Lake. He followed that ring. He followed it. And you know, with him he was fighting. Oh, go and watch that movie. It's nice. Gollum was fighting. There were two laws within him. There's one that is good. In fact, when he begins to walk like, according to the law, that one is good. The evil one, they said, well, I don't play with you again. You don't like us. You hate us. You hate us. He was even fighting. I hate you. I hate you. But deep inside, he loved the ring. Why? Because there were several opportunities for him to let go. But he came back. Do you know that eventually when the ring was about to be thrown into the lake to be destroyed, he came and chopped. He chopped the finger. Where the ring, he chopped that finger. And when he had the ring, he was... In fact, he was jumping. Finally, I've gotten the ring. As he was jumping, he was just going into the lake. That he dissolved with the ring. In fact, thank you for people. Because he first of all fell down. He was not looking at the ring coming. The ring also met and they all dissolved there. So what I'm saying here, these our sins here are not small things. They will take them from us. Yeah. And that's why we need this light. Why? Because in the day, honestly, if the light of the day does not come, there won't be power to relinquish. In the day of his power, his people shall be willing. There's going to be administration of strength. Strength will be ministered. They say, ah, we thought men were weak. These are no longer men. They've eaten another food. They've eaten at the table of God. They've partaken of a feast. They are now strong, exceedingly strong. Why? Because they need to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. All. They want to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Why? Because it's in this terrain we will begin to fulfill the obedience of the sons. He said, having loved righteousness and hated iniquity, all unrighteousness, they have to be cleansed from it. He said, therefore God, even thy God, has anointed thee with the oil of gladness above thy fellows. So if we confess our sins, he's faithful and what? And just to what? To forgive us, to cleanse us, to totally remit. In answer in verse 10, if we do what? If we say that we have not, we make it what? And his word is not in us. That means there is a truth that is not yet in us. There is a law that has not yet been installed in us. Because if that law is being installed, eyes will be open to keep on agreeing. You just keep on agreeing. You just keep on agreeing. Anytime they shine it, you agree. You agree. Now, you now see the template. Amen. You know, they move it a bit up. And that's what you now see verse 7 coming in. He now said, brethren, I write no what? No new commandment unto you. But what? An old commandment which ye have had from the beginning. And that is said, this is not Mosaic law. Are we together? Yeah, that was Christ's law. Are we together? To mean that there is a new. You have exhausted an old strength. You need to come into a new strength. Are we together? Now, when you now begin to see the line that governs that terrain, you can be doing well in the old commandment and not do well here. Why? Because the light is beginning to x-ray everything. So the parameter of assessment and the success criteria has changed. It has changed. It means now there are more details. And this realm, I'm telling us, it goes beyond action. It's the realm of thoughts. Why? Because the realm of the old commandment, Christ, you can trace it. You can trace it to what you do. You can trace it. But this one is thoughts. The extra thoughts. Why? Because this is actually where they exhumed the way completely. Why? Because Daddy said, when a way is in you, the thoughts of the way are reasonable. Now, it means anytime they come, they make sense. Why? Because something has been formed, a structure. Are we together? So they have to come, and first, what Christ does is, number one, they will empower you to know how to face the thought. Oh, you are not feeling this way. Walk contrarily. Tell yourself, no, I have to do it. It means you are taking a contrary position to face a law. But here they want to take away the way. So that doing right is going to be normal. Doing right is going to be normal. It's not something you try to do. Now that is the place of no variableness. It means nothing determines it. It flows. Effortlessly unhindered. Why? Because the way has been bulldozed. And now, and that he said normally, he said, the way man is structured, the way a man is structured, he said, by default, there is a way a man falls into. Tell him to do it 10,000 times. You can't do outside the way paved in you. So, what they now do, I mean, together, that is that they now have to expose you to another message. Another message that will deal with that way. Why? Because all those messages, amen, they are under supervision of names. They are all shepherdic. They are shepherdic. All those names are shepherdic. It means they create way in the soul. They create way. So once you submit to the name, they create path into the soul. So when they create path into the soul, the stream, hallelujah, the waters of that name can flow through. Matthew 28. Thank you very much. So go ye therefore and teach what? All nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, in the name of the Son, and in the name of the Holy Spirit. Now, this phase, amen, is the first laying. Now, when the Lord knew that, oh, if you move to teaching them, or training them, or measuring them to what? To observe. Hallelujah. To observe all things. Why? Because those names have things. The things in the name, hallelujah, are what pave the way. So you will encounter the water of the name, the knowledge of the name. But in observing the knowledge of the name, you will encounter the spirit or the laws. And that is said lastly. He said these names are messages, or they are also called books. They are waters meant to pave way in us. And the Israel knew. An average Jew knows that anytime God wants to save a people, he sends names. So when they met Moses, and Moses was conversing, he said, no, if I go to them, they will ask me, who sent you? And what is the name of that God? And you could see the first assignment was clearly said to him. He said, no, I am sending you there, first of all, to bring them up out. So anytime the names are sent, is to bring us up out. To raise us above our ways. Let's begin to thank him. Let's begin to thank him. Let's trust him for grace. Lord, in this season, I will not joke with your word. Because I know that you are giving me spirits. You are putting your spirit in me. Even though it looks as if these are words I've heard before, but now they are not just coming as mere words. They are coming as laws. They are coming as spirits.
We believe you've heard the voice of the Lord by virtue of the words that has come unto you. Why don't you make it a date with us in any of our meetings? You can join us on Wednesdays for special teaching with Reverend Busuyi Olabode by 5 p.m. and Sundays by 8 a.m. at Eternal Life Embassy, 175 Adeyemi College Road beside Mercyland Hospital, Ondo. For more information, please call 0806-509-8130 or 0703-395-8818 or visit our website www.fmli.org. Remain blessed.